It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. This year we focus in on the all-time captains for Beaver football. Head coach Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU's first season of football was 1927. In the 91 season since then, Bemidji State has had some great leaders on the field. In 2003, Brian Stoffel was named captain at BSU. Stoffel is also a close friend to Coach Brett Bolte. He says that Stoffel was a lead by example kind of guy.
You know, when I first got here, Brian was here the spring before I got here, and I came in and they're like, oh, this kid transferred up and this and that. And I looked at him and he was in pretty rough shape, you know, when he first got up here. And Brian is a fiery guy. At times you maybe say he was a little bit negative at times, but as he matured and kind of controlled his emotion, which he played with great emotion, he was a great football player. But once he started flipping that back and guys would gravitate to him, and he's got an outstanding personality now. And you know, at the high school level, yeah, he gets after him, I'm sure, still, but he's a fun-loving, good-natured guy for the most part, you know, and I think you need to be able to turn the switch either way with your players. But Brian was a great player for us. Again, just a guy that did all the dirty work. I don't think he was ever late for anything, and he was just a guy that led by example.
Coach Bolte also says that Stoffel's passion and fiery personality were a good fit in the locker room.
Certainly, you need to be able to understand where you're at, especially with the younger guys, the freshmen and sophomores that might not be playing as much, or first and second year guys. It's a grind. It's a long season. It's a lot of lifting and running to see if you can get on the field two or three years later. So that's what your captains have to be able to do, is get those guys motivated and the guys around them motivated to be successful.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Football on the Beaver Radio Network.